You can make more friends in 2 months by becoming interested in other people than you can in 2 years by trying to get other people interested in you. That's a quote by Dale Carnegie. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Hidden Why podcast, my book, Reflections. Great to have you here, guys. My name's Liam Manuzzi, here to inspire you to live your life with greater passion and purpose. And to do that, I believe we need to connect within. We need to discover our why and use that to navigate our lives towards greater freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. Guys, that's where it starts, the journey. You have to enjoy the process. Find the motivation. If you're waking up day after day and not really happy about what you're going to do, make some change. Look for the change that you need. Guys, there's people out there to help you. I can help you. If you're interested, connect with me at thehiddenwhy.com. My email address is available there. There's a coaching tab there where you can set up a time to chat. And if I can assist you, I would love to, guys. That's what I want to do. So, guys, today is my chance to reflect on a book that I've read, and today's book is a cracker. It's called Love is the Killer App, How to Win Business and Influence Friends. It's by Tim Sanders, who's also been a guest on the show, episode 386. Guys, if you love this episode, please share it with your family, share it with your network, so that would be awesome. Hugely appreciated if you can do that for me. Also, if you haven't had a chance yet and would like to, if you like this show, jump onto iTunes and leave us a review there, 1 to 5 stars and a brief comment. Other than that, guys, connect with me online. My email address is available there. If you have any questions, feedback, comments for the show, you can always leave it in the comments field as well. And you can connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, and some of the other platforms there, but particularly those two. That's it from me, guys. Enjoy this show. Hope it gives you some value. Hope it brings some joy to your day. And I will talk at the other end. Thanks. Hey gang, welcome to this week's book reflection. Lee Martinuzzi here. I hope you're very well. Guys, I've got a cracker of a book to review today. It is a book by Tim Sanders called Love is the Killer App, How to Win Business and Influence Friends. Tim Sanders has been a guest on the podcast. So a few weeks ago, I launched that episode 386. You can check that out at thehiddenwhy.com. Go to the show notes. I'll stick the links in this episode as well. Episode 398, Love is the Killer App. I'm sure you'll find it easy enough if you just search Love is the Killer App or Tim Sanders. So Tim is all about doing business with love, as he would call it. It's biz love, and I really love that term, actually. He's a love cat, and he wishes to teach others how to become a love cat as well. Now, you might go, well, geez, that's a bit off-putting. That sounds a bit hippie or weird. Don't be deterred. This book has a lot of really surprising practical takeaway, practical value that you can incorporate into your own life. It's not about free love, and it's not only going to benefit those of us in business. The book is about relationships. It's about compassion. It's about personal growth. And those things can benefit all of us in whatever success we desire to achieve in life. And it can also assist us to on the path of greater happiness. And as Tim would suggest, it all starts with love. So the definition Tim uses of love comes from a book by Milton Mayeroff called On Caring. And the definition is, love is the selfless promotion of the growth of the other. It's about being genuinely compassionate towards another's success and giving unconditional value that will help them become the best versions of themselves. When we assist others to grow, we grow. And I really can't agree more strongly with that. That's the truth that I find. And that's why I love doing this podcast. It gives me a chance to express what I'm learning, my experiences, the knowledge that I'm picking up from others like Tim, that are putting down and expressing it out there. And hopefully in that, in sharing, I'm giving some other people some value in their lives that can really have impact to help them live towards, you know, greater freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. And really in doing that, that helps me grow. So, you know, fine, and we can all find ways to do that in our lives as well. Tim further defines business love as the act of intelligently and sensibly sharing our knowledge, our intangibles, with our business partners or biz partners, as he calls it. He likes the term biz. I think he likes the letter Z in words. Our intangibles are our knowledge, our network, and our compassion. So these are things that we have. They're not physical items. And we all have them. You know, we all have knowledge and we all have access to improving our knowledge. We all have a network and we all have access to improving our network. And we all have compassion and access to improving that as well. So for each of these, we have the ability to improve and grow, and then in that share, we can share more and more. Tim would argue that the world is run by intangible values. It is by these values that the world operates. And yes, tangibles like money, like capital, like the other tools necessary to do certain work, that certainly make the economy, that makes the system that we live in, are important. But they're not the only tools. They're not the necessary tools that we need. If you don't have them, you can still get us started with creating really good, strong biz love. You can really become a good love cat in not just business, but in life as well, without all those resources, because knowledge, network, and compassion is available to all of us. It's already within us. And we don't want to use those other tools as an excuse not to take action. And that's where I think a lot of us run into trouble. We think we need something to help us do what we really want to do, but perhaps we have everything we already need. And perhaps by using what we already have, we can create those other tools that will help us stretch it further. Before tools even came into existence, before they jump into the hands of those that can really benefit from sharing them, we start with our tangibles. All the great people started by doing that, sharing the intangibles, sharing things that they inherently had already within them. And they created more resources from that. You know, and these are the resources available to us all. If you look at the resources of time, attention, energy, focus, love, we all can have these, and we can all look to improve them and look for ways how we can share them that will benefit others. That's what we can do. The knowledge aspect of this book, Tim throws down some really timeless concepts and principles. And really, it's not about high tech. It's not about, you know, growing an abundance of knowledge through high tech means. It's about sharing principles with others that we learn, and along the way, you know, growing our repertoire of knowledge so we can share more to a larger variety of people. And that can really help us increase our satisfaction in our lives, because when we help others, again, we're increasing our satisfaction. We really find good reward in it. Contribution is one of the critical aspects of our life, and if we can find ways to really contribute to the world, I think we'll find a greater sense of meaning and a greater sense of happiness in that as well. Tim focused on three intangibles in the book, and those are the knowledge. So firstly, coming up with knowledge. He also talks about networks and sharing our networks, and also compassion. So let's just touch on each of those quickly. Tim says we can all improve our knowledge, and the best way is by reading. Now, Tim's a big reader. Tim will explain that he thought he had nothing when he was starting out in his career, and then he discovered reading. And he didn't start dropping value bombs immediately. He said he had to read a few books before he could start connecting some dots. But as soon as he started learning the information, he started finding ways to really express it and share it with his colleagues and clients that provided them great value. And it also gave him a way of really expressing and learning what he was, you know, reading about. So that's, and it's pretty much what I do. I read and I learn, I listen to podcasts, and then I share it as well. And that really helps my growth. It helps me learn what I'm talking about to a higher level. And perhaps I'm not always accurate with what I learn and what I share, but as you keep doing it, you become more and more accurate. I think you learn more and more. And yeah, certainly the things that I used to share, I disagree with now, and you know, your beliefs change. But reading is available to all of us. There are tons of information available online at the click of a button. You can just go and Google anything you want. And yes, there's a lot of false information out there, but there's a lot of truth out there as well. And you just have to become, you know, a bit more of an expert at deciphering through what's real and what's not. There's also plenty of books online, you know, and books aren't always cheap if you buy the hard copies, but there's Kindle now, digital copies. And Kindle's cheap. You can pick up a book for, what, $3? Failing that, you can go to a secondhand bookstore. There's always great books in a secondhand bookstore. I went recently, or not too long ago at least, and I picked up a few, and they were like a dollar each. It's a great way to increase your repertoire of knowledge just by picking up some books there. And yes, libraries still exist as well. So if you're struggling to know where to go and read, and you don't maybe have the capital behind you to buy books from Amazon, certainly go to the library and read there. You know, pick up a book, rent a book out. And try and set yourself a goal of reading a book a month or whatever it might be. Guys, I do have a deal with audible.com. So if you're not a member yet and you really want to consume some more great content, get audible.com. They have most of the books these days are getting formatted into audio. So you can go and get 2 free books with audible.com by becoming a member. It's a 30-day free trial. So just sign up for 30 days and then cancel your membership. You get 2 free books. That's a good way to, you know, get some books. And again, I think, you know, Audible provides a really great service, so you probably want to stick with it as well. But look, if it's money is the thing, you know, there's plenty of ways to get your hands on some good books. You enhance your knowledge, you can enhance the value you can give to others, and that doesn't mean you need any extra things, resources, money, etc., to help you provide value to others. You've got it. You know, you can increase that repertoire. That's how you improve. So Tim says reading is good. I believe in reading is good. That's why I read books and have this segment, Book Reflections, at the Hidden Why podcast. The next one is to focus on our network. I think we often neglect our network, and this is one of the biggest things I took away from my interview with Tim and from Tim's book as well. I think we don't really appreciate the value that's in our network, and we don't give it the attention that it deserves. I think the lesson that we can learn is to really look at our network and look at ways, not how we can abuse our network or take from our network, but how can we can give back to our network? How can we really provide the value for our network? And simply just by acknowledging your network, just by being grateful for who you're connected with and who, you know, has provided you value, and just giving them some value back, letting them know that you appreciate them. That's a really good way to improve the quality of your network. The next thing you can do is really just become a connector. And this is something that Tim's, something I've taken away and started to really implement as a consistent practice in my day, is just to really think about who's in my network and how can I connect a couple of people in my network that will give them both benefits and both values. And I think that's a really powerful lesson as well. So that's something that I'm constantly thinking about now because of this book of Tim's and because of my interview with Tim, is how can I connect to people that will give them both value. And it's great. And that's what it's about. It's about giving without expectation of return from your network, but this that can help them grow. And that's, again, that's going to lead us to becoming a love cat. Here's a quote that Tim points to that I think defines relationships perfectly. It's a quote by Dale Carnegie from his book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. You can make more friends in 2 months by becoming interested in other people than you can make in 2 years by trying to get other people interested in you. It's a really, really important quote. It's an important message. You know, you can make more friends in 2 months by becoming interested in other people than trying to get other people to be interested in you. And I think often that's what we're all sort of running out there doing. We're trying to get the attention on us because we've got that big me mentality and guilty. I think we're all guilty of this. It's one of those things you got to just be conscious of, and as you are, you can start just going, well, hang on, it's not about me necessarily, and start thinking about the other people. Show interest in other people, and you'll absolutely get the interest coming back your way anyway. So a really good quote there that Tim shares in his book that I thought was worth mentioning again. The final piece of the puzzle is compassion. We all exist with compassion. But perhaps we haven't developed it, and it's perhaps for that reason underused. I think compassion is to show genuine care, support, and even sympathy for others. It's not about false care or effort that's easily seen as an attempt to gain something in return. It has to be real. It has to come from a real place of love. I think we are all compassionate. I think that's just in our human DNA is that we do care. You can see children. I like this when they're playing at a young age, you can see compassion. You know, they will see things. There's been many studies where they'll, see someone drop something, an adult drop something, and they'll go over and pick it up and hand it back to them. That's just compassion. It's showing care for someone else's misfortunes or sufferings, and it doesn't have to be a major suffering, like even just dropping something. That's not huge, big thing, but just being aware of that and seeing that and then offering to help that doesn't require any expectation of return. I think that's what compassion is really about. And we not only need compassion outwardly as well towards the others in our network, towards our relationships, but we also need to be compassionate for ourselves. I think when we're too hard on ourselves, we often limit our progress. We often stop ourselves from really making the progress that we desire. We beat ourselves up and say, oh, why bother? You know, we become disheartened by the process. So we need to be compassionate about ourselves as well. We're not always going to get things right. We're not always going to be perfect. We're going to stuff up. We're going to fail. We're going to screw up. And just, allow that space and that'll allow you to take the learnings from the screw up rather than, you know, letting that screw up limit your progress. And I've talked about that before on the podcast as well. But compassion is the piece of the puzzle that Tim talks about finally. And if we can have more compassion in what we do and towards the other people in our lives, compassion, genuine care and love for other people, then that's what it's all about. That'll help our network. And certainly, we can apply our knowledge to that as well, you know, by giving our knowledge that the things that we're learning to others that can really help them overcome their sufferings and misfortunes as well. So guys, a fantastic read. Love is the Killer app. Absolutely a book that I'd recommend picking up. It's online. I've put the links in the show notes at thehiddenwhy.com, episode 398 with the Love is the Killer app. So you can check that out and use the links to get a copy there. Help support the show. And I'm sure you'll find the benefits, as I have, from this book as well. Fantastic book. Thank you, Tim. If you guys are interested, check out Tim's episode 386, I think it was. Tim Sanders on the Hidden Why podcast. That's it from me, guys. You know what to do. You need to go out there and breathe more passion into every single moment. You need to do everything with greater purpose. And in doing so, you will discover your why. This is The Hidden Why. This is Lee Martinuzzi signing out. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon. There you have it, gang. That's today's episode done. What did you think? Did you enjoy it? Did it bring you some value? I'd love to hear from you. Make sure you jump onto thehiddenwhy.com to this episode and leave your comments in the fields below. Also, connect with me, guys, while you're there. Facebook, Twitter, and my email address, thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you guys. I'd love to hear about what you're passionate about, what brings you joy in life. So connect with me there, guys, any way you wish. Also, guys, I want to ask you, before you go, for a huge, huge, huge favor. And the favor is simple. It's just to go to thehiddenwhy.com and subscribe to my newsletter. And here's why. I want to keep you up to date on a project that I've been working on. For the last year, I've been writing my newest book called The Ultimate Life Map. It's really about helping people align their lives with their purpose, with their why, so they can live more truly, freely, fulfilled, and happy. That's what it's all about. So if I can get into more hands, then I can help more people with that. But in doing so, the funds from this book, guys, I'm going to launch a project to help raise funds to support a third world community, to build skills there, to help these children that aren't as privileged as we are, that don't have all the resources that we have, so they can set themselves up and hopefully live towards a more promising life as well. So guys, I really want to ask for your help, and the best thing you can do for me right now is just to subscribe to my newsletter, jump online, subscribe to the newsletter, and that way I can keep you up to date with what's going on, guys. You can help me really, you know, spread the message, get this book out there into more hands, and in doing so, we can raise funds to support this community. I've got a couple of options there now, so more information on that to come as well. But guys, that's my favor from you today. Please just jump online, subscribe to my newsletter, so I can keep you posted with this project. I'm really passionate about it, guys, and it'd be really great if you can support me with this. That's it from me, guys. You know what to do. You need to go out there, breathe more passion into every single moment. You need to do everything with greater purpose, and in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. This is Lee Martinuzzi. Thank you. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon.